From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea said its latest missile launch involved a new ballistic missile capable of reaching all the U.S. A KRT newsreader said the test of the new Hwasong-15 intercontinental ballistic missile was a success, and Pyongyang has finally realized what he called the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. President Donald Trump was briefed about the test at the White House late Tuesday.
A missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
Defense Chief Mattis called the North's nuclear missile program a global threat.
It went higher, frankly, than any previous shots they've taken. It's a research and development effort on their part to continue building ballistic missiles that can threaten everywhere in the world, basically.
South Korea responded by conducting its own missile firing test. China expressed grave concern, saying a freeze on testing coupled with a U.S.-South Korean freeze on military exercises is the best approach. The U.N. Security Council is to discuss the missile firing later Wednesday. Uhuru Kenyatta was sworn in Tuesday for a second term as Kenya's leader, vowing to unite all Kenyans after a divisive presidential election season.
I undertake today to be the custodian of the dreams of all, and to be the keeper of the aspirations of those who voted for me and those who did not.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who boycotted the October election, vowed to have his own inaugural ceremony next month. At least one person was killed in opposition clashes. An earlier August election was nullified by the Supreme Court over irregularities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. and its European allies recognize the threat of a resurgent Russia and that Washington has strengthened its deterrence and defense commitment to Europe against Moscow. Tillerson said a key component is improving bilateral relations by ending the conflict in Ukraine.
It just sits there as an enduring obstacle, and we've got to address it. So, as you know, I appointed a special representative, former ambassador to NATO, Kurt Volker, to focus on nothing but working with his Russian counterpart, which Putin appointed, to see if we can find a way forward, not marginalizing the Normandy process, but working with it to see if we could break the logjam.
The secretary is scheduled to meet NATO foreign ministers in Brussels and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in Vienna next week. A U.S. jury Tuesday acquitted Ahmed Abu Qatala of murder, the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, 5 years ago, that killed four Americans, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens. He was convicted of 4 of 18 counts, including conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists. He faces decades of prison time. The U.S. has threatened further action against the government of South Sudan if it doesn't end years of conflict and allow U.N. peacekeepers to do their job. Nikki Haley's the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
Words are no longer sufficient. The United States is prepared to pursue additional measures against the government, or any party for that matter, if they do not act to end the violence and ease the suffering in South Sudan.
The Trump administration has already imposed sanctions targeting two senior South Sudanese officials and a former army chief. Any push for U.N. action could face resistance by Russia. Last year, a U.S. effort to impose an arms embargo failed. Pope Francis had a message of forgiveness Wednesday as he held his first public mass in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Francis said many in Myanmar bear the wounds of violence. He said healing cannot come from anger and revenge. Tuesday, the Pope told State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi the country's future lay in respecting the rights of all of its people, although he did not mention by name the Rohingya Muslims who have fled by the hundreds of thousands in the midst of a security crackdown. Indonesian authorities have earlier shut the international airport on the tourist resort island of Bali for a third day Wednesday, reopened it later in the day despite the persistence of volcanic ash spewing from Mount Agung. Hundreds of flights have been impacted. The volcano undergoes its biggest eruption in more than half a century. U.S. stocks surged Tuesday to record highs as Congress makes progress on tax reform. The benchmark Dow Jones closing up nearly 256 points to 23,836. Meanwhile, it appears Christmas shopping online on so-called Cyber Monday surged 17% over last year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.